Well, welcome everybody. Happy New Year. This is Mary Getten, and I'm going to be your hostess and meditation leader today. And I'm just so happy to have everybody here to start off 2022 together. It's going to be a big year, and I think continuing with our water healing work is going to be a huge piece of it for me, for sure. So for some of you who maybe don't know me, I spent 25 years as a telepathic animal communicator, and during those years I taught nature and animal communication. And, you know, really I've been connected to the sea for about 35 years. I started in 1987 working at the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito, which is a hospital for seals and sea lions. And then I spent 30 years taking people to see whales and dolphins in the wild, sometimes getting in the water with them when we can. I spent 10 years coordinating the San Juan County Marine Mammal Stranding Network. I wrote a book called Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. And my orca friend Granny, who I interview the most in the book, has talked to me for many years about the need for water healing meditations, working in the energetic fields to help with the oceans. And back in 2014, she said, you know, humanity really needs to step up. So could you start doing something every month? And so we started this, the Global Water Healing Meditations. And I think it was June of 2014, and we have not missed a first Friday of the month since. And we have a very dedicated group that show up month after month, and it's a lovely community, and I'm just so happy and feel so blessed by all the support of the people that come and all the people that have led meditations. And just so you know, there are over 80 recorded meditations on the website, which is globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime you want to do a guided meditation, you can go there and find something that, you know, will take you to the ocean. So I think that's enough about me. So I'd like to just get started with the meditation. So close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths. That's right. Keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place. And just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that quiet and stillness inside. And just allow your consciousness to dive deeply. You are now standing on the shore of a beautiful ocean. The sand is wet and cool on your feet, and the sun shines gently on your face. And a warm, soft breeze brings the scent of flowers to you. And you look up at the clear blue sky as a flock of birds flies overhead. Just take a deep breath and feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. As you look out to sea, you notice a plume of spray rising from the surface. there's a whale in front of you, just 100 yards from shore. You step into the water and swim out to this whale easily and effortlessly. You realize that you can float on the surface with your face in the water, and you don't need to breathe. And you can also see without a mask. And you feel totally calm and relaxed in the water, floating near this whale. The water is warm and clear. And you can now see that it's a humpback whale. Its dark gray body is smooth, except for the lumps on its flat, V-shaped head. And you can see its long, white front flippers moving slowly up and down. Slowly and gently, the whale approaches and faces you. And you have a deep connection with this majestic being. And the whale tells you that she wants to connect with you. So she swims around behind you and then comes up under you so that you are lying face down on her back, your arms extended down her long flippers. Your heart is connected to her heart, and you can feel the whale's energy entering you along the length of your body, but especially in your heart. So let this humpback energy fill you. Introduce yourself and ask this whale for her name. Get to know her in any way that's comfortable for you. The whale says that you are going to travel now to meet up with other humpbacks. And she begins to pump her tail flukes. You feel yourself moving swiftly and easily through the water while you hang on to her flippers. It's so much fun to glide through the water on her back. And you're going way out into the ocean to deep water. And as you travel, you pass manatees and fish, rays, and a million other sea creatures. And you're safe with your whale and enjoying seeing all of this ocean life. And you're swimming further and further until you see a large gathering of humpback whales. And many of them have humans on their backs. And you also see the rest of our group arriving with their whales. We're approaching a whale healing circle. The whales all line up side by side in a large circle, close enough that they are touching each other. And in the center is a glowing orb that is radiating an incredible amount of light. This configuration of whales around the orb creates a huge vortex of healing energy, a gigantic field that will affect everyone within the circle. And you will also receive healing energy directly from your whale as it flows into your heart from her heart. The whales are so happy that we've come for this special healing. So give the whales permission to heal you on every level in whatever way is for your best and highest goods. The humpbacks have the ability to heal and purify your heart. They can take away the hardness, the sadness, anything that is keeping your heart from being wide open, vulnerable, and joyous. Just allow the frequencies that they send you to flow in and to purify your heart, to heal your heart. Now that your heart has been purified, the whales would like to transform anything in your physical body that needs help, to bring you healing for any physical ailments, known or unknown. You don't need to name them. The whales can send the proper frequencies for healing into your body. So open up and allow that healing energy to flow in. Now the whales will send healing to your emotional body. Ask them to release and transform those things that keep you from being the very best human that you can possibly be. Maybe it's a lack of self-worth or confidence, shame, sadness, depression, guilt. Whatever is living in your emotional body that is keeping you from being the wondrous being of light that you truly are, ask the whales to transform that now. Now the whales will heal your mental body. Any of those repetitive thoughts you have, things that keep you from being the most wonderful, light-filled human that you can possibly be, judgments about yourself and others, belief systems, limitations, fears, let the whales help you release them. Let them go into the water. These thought forms can be transformed into positive energy for the planet. Now allow the whales to heal your spiritual body. Anything in your spirit that is keeping you from being a luminous human. And again, just allow their frequencies to come in. With each healing, your body is becoming brighter and brighter, emanating light in every direction. The whales have released all blocks and limitations in your heart and in your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies. And this purification is getting rid of old energies, old stories. Difficulties are flowing out, and new energies are filling you with bubbles and effervescence. You're being purified and refreshed. It's a new birth. Ask them to fill you with the joy of interacting with water, all the elements, all beings, and to awaken qualities like innocence, a playful spirit, creativity, those things that will make you the most luminous human possible, and ask them to help you create your dreams. So look down now at your body and notice how you're glowing. There's a light, a glow emanating from your body, from your entire being, and the whales are glowing as well. And now that we're healed and purified, we will all go out and allow our glow, our healing light, to transform the waters of this planet. So you and your whale swim off together, And as you travel, you're leaving a trail of sparkling, iridescent light in your wake. And that light is rippling out far and wide, lighting up more water. This light is healing everything that it touches. And it's traveling further and further. And you see your light is meeting up with the light of the other people who are swimming with their whales. And as you swim, you see sea life, turtles, dolphins, fish. And you see the light extending down to the bottom and up to the surface. And it's traveling across the planet, reaching into every ocean in the world. And that light is now going from the oceans up the rivers. It's cleansing and purifying all waters on the planet. And you see that light evaporating with the purified water, and it's going up in the clouds, and the clouds are sparkling and glowing. And those clouds go over the land. And now it's raining down on the land and healing and purifying every square inch of this planet. That light is filling the rivers, the lakes, the ponds and creeks. And it's cleansing and purifying the earth, the plants, the animals, and the humans. And it's also purifying the snow and the frozen water around the planet. And you continue spreading this light, this healing through the water. And see that light flowing out continuously from you and your whale to heal and purify all water on the planet. See that light, that glow spreading across the planet, lighting up every body of water, every molecule of water, whether it's frozen, liquid, or up in the air. Your whale is now taking you on a journey through the sea. And you're looking around and you're amazed at how clean and clear the water is. You can see a long way, and the clarity is astounding. Just look at the beams of light coming into the water and how they make everything sparkle. The water is actually pulsing with a healthy vibration, and it feels so alive. The temperature, salinity, and composition of the water itself are absolutely perfect, as it was thousands and thousands of years ago. Listen to the sounds of the sea. In the distance, you hear whales calling to one another, crabs and shrimp clicking on the bottom, dolphins whistling in play, fish nipping algae off coral. These are loving, gentle, natural sounds. The ocean is a place of peace and quiet, tranquil and loving. Look down now and see that you are traveling over a coral reef. Wow, look at all the life. The corals are huge and their colors are brilliant. There are sea fans and dozens of different coral formations. And the fish. Look at the diversity and the sheer numbers. Everywhere you look, there are fish and lobsters and shellfish. This reef is teeming with life. Even the cracks and crevices have octopus and eels and other creatures. Your whale tells you that all the oceans of the world look like this now. The reefs have been restored to brilliant health, and all species have come back in full force, healthy and in perfect balance. Just enjoy looking at this reef and the abundant life. And your whale continues swimming and takes you to many different areas. We're leaving the tropical coral reefs, heading up to cool kelp forests with sea otters, sea lions, harbor seals. Further north, the cold polar waters with ice, belugas and narwhal. But wherever you go, everything is clean and vibrant and healthy and full of life. Everything is in harmony. Your whale says that it's important for us to hold this blueprint, this template, this vision for clear, vibrant, healthy, and full of life water. The whales are doing that. The dolphins are doing that. And we must do that. It takes all of us together to make this dream a reality. So let's hold this vision for a few minutes of this perfect ocean water environment. Your whale is now taking you back to your beach, to where you entered the water. And the water is getting shallow. Ahead you can see your beach now. It's time to hug your whale goodbye and thank her for being your guide and your friend on this journey. Let her know that you'll meet again. You can connect up with her again at any time. And after you hug, swim to shore, walk out onto the beach, and turn to wave goodbye at your whale. And notice the glow of iridescent light that emanates now from the water. And see that it actually encompasses the earth. Everything is brighter and more sparkly now, in the sea and on the land. And you're coming back now to this reality, coming back into your body, your physical body sitting in a chair. That's right, we're back in our room. We've left our whales and come back into our bodies. So wiggle your toes and fingers, arch your back, stretch a little bit. Coming back fully into this reality and opening your eyes. Thank you, everyone. Welcome back. And if anyone has something they would like to share or talk to me about, you can *6. To unmute yourself and tell me your name. Still coming back. I know. It's not so easy sometimes to come back from these journeys. Yes.
This is Kathleen. That was beautiful. And I just saw the water molecules and all the humans light up as well, and then all the humans were glowing too. and getting rid of all their fear and what have you.
Yeah.
So thank you. It was beautiful.
And enlightening them. Thanks, Kathleen.
Mm-hmm. Really beautiful, Mary. I loved it. Thank you, honey.
Is this Jillian?
Shoshana.
Oh, Shoshana. Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Oh, good, good.
Right.
Yeah, you made it.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Mary, it's Jillian, and I want to thank you so much for that. It was, I agree, absolutely beautiful. And one of the two most precious parts of it for me was, as you well know, when we get to swim with wild dolphins and mm-hmm. whales, you know, we're not touching them. And so, which obviously is right. And to have this physical experience today of being with the whale in that tactile way made
yeah.
the whole experience so visceral. And so that was just an incredible gift of connection, was one piece. And then the second was, thank you so much for that vision, which again was so visceral and tactile and visual that made it so real. And then the urging from the dolphins and the whales that this is the vision we need to maintain, that feels mm-hmm. very aligned and right for me, and just want to thank you greatly for that. It's a beautiful way to begin the new year. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know, it's great fun to hold on to the back of a whale, isn't it?
It's a
blast. It's a blast. Thanks, Jillian.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. This is Mark Wenham here in Phoenix. I wanted to thank you so much for several reasons. That was beautiful, and the timing was wild because I have just won very recently, created my own sort of hypno-meditation induction, which has me ending up on a beach, the beach in the scene in the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, when she's, you know, she travels, and it's a beautiful scene in this movie. But it was, you know, now I'm going into the water in my induction and meeting my whale, who told me her name was Glinda. Like
Glinda.
The Good Witch and the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, like the Good Witch, Glinda. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But
so
the
now
whole
you
thing
have a whale
is,
you can meet up with.
Yeah, now I have a whale in my daily hypno meditation self induction. That's
wow,
awesome.
Use it.
Yes.
Use it. Those humpbacks are very powerful, and honestly, lying on their back just opening yourself and soaking in that energy field, it's amazing what can happen for you. So, good. I'm glad you made that strong a connection where you got a name and you can just go back to your beach and call her.
Yeah, now I know what I'm doing every day.
There you go. It's a big world to explore with your whale.
Yes. And Mary, I'd love to talk with you about being an animal communicator. I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at my website, marygettin.com, and you'll see. I'm retired now, but there's a lot on there about communication and how it works and stuff.
Okay. Thank you again so much.
You're welcome. Is there somebody else?
Hi, Mary. It's Pratima. Just saying hello, and I love you.
Hey. Wow, Pratima. For everybody on the call, Pratima is going to lead the meditation next month, so we've got something new coming.
Well,
I'm glad you made it today, honey. That was great.
Yes, and actually I wanted to tell you, I dialed in and I just got music. I'm with you on my computer. That worked, but the dial-in didn't. So.
Oh.
Just FYI.
Awesome.
I don't know why.
Okay. Well, do what works next month.
Yes. Oh, yes. Right. Maybe we can check in 10 minutes ahead.
We will. We'll meet up early and chat and make sure everything's working okay.
Anyway, this is lovely. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. That was great. Is there somebody else that has something they'd like to say or ask?
Can you hear me, Mary?
Yes. Yes, I
oh,
can.
Oh, great. This is Jeannie McElwain here on Whidbey. And this
Jeannie
is my
Jeannie McElwain.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm back doing the work. And I just want to tell you, I am working with the Greening Congregations here on Whidbey, as well as a huge amount with the Soundwater Stewards. It's pretty much my life. But I am kind of coming out now in terms of all the work I do shamanically. And one of the most important things that we do is dream the world into being. And
right.
I've been playing with how to teach that. And this today was the most beautiful example I have ever been through for dreaming the world into the being. And I will try to figure out how to share this meditation with the peoples of Whidbey. So thank you.
There you go. It will be up on the website in a couple days.
Okay.
And you just go to globalwaterhealing.org, go to recordings, and you'll find it there, and it's downloadable. So
great.
You're welcome to use it with your people anytime, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the whales, they've talked to me a lot about the right way to heal waters. You know, it's you can't approach it from, oh, we have this problem we've got to fix. It's, you know, that doesn't really work, because whatever you're focusing on increases. And so they've told me again and again, you've got to get to that space of seeing it in its perfect place and just holding that vision, and don't look at all the rest of it. You know, just this is it. And we're going to, like you say, dream it into reality. So, yeah, that's where most of my meditations come from, that place.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's great to hear from you. Is there anyone else? If not, we will close her up.
Hi, this is Linda. Yeah, that was a beautiful meditation. I just kept drifting in and out. And I just recently bought a crystal, and it's got all kinds of dolphins and whales in it.
Oh.
And it's become my whale crystal, and I was holding it to infuse it with all this beautiful energy that you were bringing in.
Perfect idea, Linda. Perfect.
And I've been receiving from Linda Shea the whale attunement. So
oh,
I
you're
hold
in the whale attunements. Oh, yay. Yes.
Yeah, I love them. So I'm holding this crystal. It's getting infused with all kinds of whale energy.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's going to be a powerful tool for you.
Yeah. But that was a really beautiful meditation. Thanks. And I would love to feed another one if you have a slot sometime.
Okay. I'll shoot you an email. We'll find a time.
Okay. Thanks. Right.
That sounds great.
Bye.
Bye, Linda. Okay. Yes?
Mary?
Yes.
Frederique? Yes, if I have 5 minutes, I have to share, because, you know, I just wrote a card, a play of card with dolphin and whale. And, you know, perhaps I just put on Google Translation what I wrote in French. May I share with you what I wrote about what they said?
Sure.
Okay. And they said, I am a great traveler. I navigate the water of ancestral knowledge. With my large caudal fins, I love
strike the seed and soar into the air like an acrobat celebrating life and answering the call of love and its dates. My vocalization known from their beauty are like libraries which keep in memory the original songs on the earth. When I travel in Hawaii waters, the frequency of musical notes linked in the memory of the Lemuria is present in my vocalization. My song evolves slowly over the earth, and when I meet a humpback whale from another ocean, I record its melody to reproduce it and thus complete the sound library. So I wrote a lot of other things, but you know, because it's a long text, but you know, today with your wonderful meditation, I think that they are very happy because it's like all together we were hearing their frequency, their song, and as human beings, we spread their melody, and your melody, Marie, the melody of Julian, of everyone, Jenny, and everyone who is here today. And so it's a wonderful appointment today for the new year, and thank you very much for this.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you translate that, I might be able to put some of it up on the website, Frederick. You could just email it to me.
Okay, great. Okay.
But it would have to be in English, and I can I can fix the English a little bit.
Okay, great.
Okay, yeah. That would be great. Thank you.
Mm.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. It's wonderful to have everyone here to start off the new year. And it was great hearing so many people on the call today. It was really nice. There was like 65 people on today. So big, powerful group. And I look forward to hearing you all again next month when Pratima is going to lead a meditation on February 4th. So I am going to unmute the line, and we will have our chaotic goodbye so we can all say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Mary.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Mary.
Thank you so much, Mary.
That was wonderful.
Love and light to everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
Love all you guys. Take care.
Beautiful day.
This year we spread the Love 22 virus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.